Somebody had to dance and say that Luffy wasn't a compelling protagonist. I want to like jump through the screen. What? I want to jump through the screen and strangle the sucker. I'm like, who did the dude go ahead and dance to? I ain't gonna get in there right now. Yeah, so right.
What happened?
Homeboy go ahead and dance and say that Naruto's a more compelling protagonist. I said, bro, if it wasn't for the fact that they had those cheap gimmick tricks, you know, like with the jutsu and stuff like that, people would have forgotten Naruto by half of it about 2-3 years ago.
What's going on, man? This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
People, this is Team Nigma with Enigmas Unchained, and we are back again for another episode, and we are talking about One Piece. And I can't do this without your friend's best friend, the force field of cold and chill. He's cold, I am spice, the man you call ice. How you doing, brother? I'm not a rapper, but don't push me. Yeah, how you doing today, man?
I can't complain, man. Hey, we're talking about one of our favorite things, man. So,
that's right, bro. Let's get to it. Let me get this chapter up and go through this chapter real quick. We on chapter 1051. And my goodness, has Oda outdone himself yet again?
Did you see that cover? They just look so disrespectful.
Yeah, they do. I mean, yeah, like, look, German just don't play with nobody, no way. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I think that's one of the dopest creations he did with One Piece. I was like, this brother just went out and did Power Rangers. He did the evil Power Rangers. He was like, I'm just going to do them just because I want to. Props. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'll just do it, man. But yeah, I mean, like, so the name of this chapter is The Shogun of Wano, Kosuke Momonosuke. Hey. So just prior to this chapter, we know that that Momonosuke was actually aged up by Shinobu, and he's been aged up to his original age if he was actually there without the 20-year time skip. And what we also know is that, you know, Kaido has been defeated along with Big Mom. They're taking a lava bath at the bottom of the water. I mean, at the bottom of the earth. I'm very, very happy to know that. Whether they die or not, does not really care. I don't really care. I just want them to be gone and die nameless. It's better for me. So both of them are gone. They're no longer referenced. The raid is now over. The Straw Hat Alliance has won. Luffy has been victorious. He's gone Gear 5, which is called the Sun God Nika. You know what I'm saying? So now he turns all white, eyes yellow, I believe. He goes off. I think his eyes are white too. He goes off, bust up Kaido. You know what I'm saying? And now we got this whole jovial situation where the people are now starting to find out that something was happening while they were at the festival, and they're trying to get away. So the first pages are like literally just like the smoke from off of Momonosuke's body when he like went away from the transformation of being a dragon.
Yeah.
And there's like the people are running because they don't know what the world's going on, because, you know, hey, let's keep it at 100. You had to deal with Caesar Clown, poisonous gases. You know, we don't know what's happening right now. I mean, let's keep it at a buck right now. I don't blame them for running. So, you know, they're like, yo, a big dragon flew down here. It wasn't Kaido. What the world's going on right now? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like we see that. And then all of a sudden you see these smoky figures start walking throughout the dust. Man, when they animate this, it's going to be it. This right here is gonna mess people up. This manga, this 1044 to 1050, 53, 54, whatever it is when he goes on break, is gonna mess people. People gonna be tore up because everything in this last epilogue is just gonna be fire. Yeah.
Oh yeah. We don't even know what's going on with Zoro.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're hoping that Zoro is healing well, because Zoro was one of the ones closest to death outside of Luffy. So I mean, like, I'm hoping that your boy heals well. Cause like, you remember last time when this happened was after
Nothing happened.
Yes, nothing happened. Yeah. My bad. Yeah, nothing happened, and Zoro was in a situation where he just had hardly even a fourth of the strength that he needed to fight, because he was still so hurt, and that's kind of what got him hemmed up when they were in Sabaody before the 2 year gap. So now we're in a situation now where we know that the Navy's outside of Wano, like they're flying the world government flags, which that's crazy to me. That you know, so I was like, okay, they're flying the colors, not Marine colors. They're flying the world government colors. So I'm like, which army is this?
Hey, sucker, we know y'all got straw hat.
Get this boy up because we about to go in. You know what I'm saying? So we got the situation with him. But right now, like the people of Wano are finally about to see, like it's pretty much the culmination of a 20-year plan along with a prophecy. So they're seeing, you know, like all the famous swordsmen, you know, like getting people that they thought were dead come back through the smoke. You know, they see Kinemon, who was like literally they hadn't seen Kinemon. I had to remember. He hadn't been seen for 20 years in Wano, like physically, like out in public, because he couldn't really show himself in public. He hadn't really been shown in public in about 20 years outside of like the people that were a part of the Alliance.
Yeah.
So this is a freaking huge moment. Like this is like the right hand man of Odin. You know what I'm saying? Like one of the first guys Odin picked. You know, so of course they know, they're like, that's Kinemon, what the world's going on? You know what I'm saying? Do you see the rest of the cast pop up through the smoke? You know what I'm saying? They all coming out like looking like gangsters, you know, scarred up, but you know, they out there holding up. One thing I did have to remember though, man, is like one of the guys, the cat with the guns, he passed, he died. He was on Whitebeard's on crew. I had to relate that. I said, yo, he dead.
Wait a minute, hold on. Talking about
Izo? I think he dead, yo.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't see him in this chapter.
And you know, they glanced over the Azakai 9, you know. So, y'all had to instill that in me that, you know, everybody can't live throughout One Piece. So,
yeah, I mean, I told you, man, like everybody can't live now.
I would like to hold out hope that maybe he was just in the background.
I don't know, bro. Like, I don't see him nowhere. I mean, like you see, because I think he lost his arm.
Kiku.
It was Kiku. Kiku lost an arm. You know what I'm saying? So like I'm like, okay, so we got like all the cats coming back through the smoke. Everybody's like they broadcasting this, and Ringo, Hakamai, and Kibi, everybody's getting to see what's going on across the whole nation, right? There's rejoicing in the streets, people are crying. You know what I'm saying? Like they're looking at this in Kuri and Udon. You know, Udon was the prison. Cats is cheering in prison. Because like 9 times out of 10, most people in prison were people who were sympathizers with Odin.
Yep.
And crew, you know what I'm saying? So they were just made into the villains by the person who was on Kaido and Orochi because they refused to sit down on like bow down to them. Then you got Ibusutan, the cast that had the smile, you know, ate the smile because they were too hungry. You know, so they in there, they actually get the laugh, and it's actually happy laughter. You know what I'm saying? So then you got Yamato, who's like top side, and they're like, you're Kaido's son. What you mean? There's still more fighting to do. You know, so Frankie's already got the gats pulled out on his. You know, you see this? He got the gats pulled up on. He's like, he ready to go. Frankie is just one of them dudes that be on go all the time. You catch Super, you dead. You know what I'm saying? Super, that's it, bro. You better move your mind away. Get that general right, son. Even Brooke got the sword. I just realized that. Hold up. Brooke got the sword out, man. He's ready to go ham.
Help, bro, wait.
Yeah, so you know, like, so now, you know, Yamato has to explain that, you know, that he's a fan and all that good stuff. And like, I'm Odin. And everybody's like, yeah, you ain't Odin. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, they're like, you ain't supposed to be coming. Of course, Sanji is ready for her to join the crew. You know what I'm saying? Sanji's like, another option. Can't hurt. Robin's back here just kicking it on a rock. You see, he's back there kicking it on a rock. Jinbei's kicking it in the back, like it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, but Luffy's on the ground. Your boy's been through a lot mentally and physically. You know what I'm saying? Doing like pretty much doing the Lord's work.
Man, listen.
Yeah. It's even real, man. Your boy been doing the Lord's work, man. Like, brother freed a whole nation. You know what I'm saying? A whole doggone nation in a matter of days. You know what I'm saying? Like your boy done freed a whole nation. So, you know, like he done did that, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, he got to sleep, you know, like he needs to rest, da da da. You know, but you know, like then Tama, you know, pops up. And I thought it was a good touch, man. Like putting, oh, yeah. I didn't understand, like I got it, but then it really, really drove home why Tama had to be at the beginning of Wano arc and also had to be at the end of Wano arc. And she's just a regular person. You know, she's not very powerful. She's not trying to fight folk all the time, but she has something to contribute to this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, really yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, and then on top of it, you know, she has the ability to control beasts. I mean, like, and she can hold them for a month in that control. So that's just a level of gangster that you just can't look past. But, yeah, you know, all these cats them bow down now, you know, you see the shadowy figure in the back, you know what I'm saying, standing up there. 20 years have passed since the death of my father, Kosuke Oden. Father. Like, they cast the crowd like, father, you mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad that you survived these long, difficult years. The Fire Festival is not ending. Starting tomorrow, you may do whatever business you like. But Orochi won't. You may drink to your heart's content. Homeboy already crying right at the bottom. He already threw, I can drink? Like, yeah, you can drink all you want, bro. You know what I'm saying? You will not pay for the water from the earth. No poison from factories will be allowed to spoil the land. There will be no slaves in Wano. You know what I'm saying? Then Momo is like she, Thomas, remember, that's Momonosuke. Just today at the factory, another four died. It's every man for himself. And this is like Thomas' memory. She's going back and they're like, this is when she found out that both of her parents died working in that poison factory. And she had to... She's at the gravesite. This is why Oda is a master, man. She's at the gravesite praying. And she's like trying to tell her mama and daddy that she'll be okay and for them to rest in peace. Right. Then we get to the since she's out there selling casas, which is the hats, like the little straw hats. Like they're like the long, wide straw hats. Yeah. You know, she's trying to sell them off and nobody will buy them. And then you got your boy who came in. I always forget his name. I just know he's a Tengu. He like dresses up as a Tengu. He comes up to her and he gives her this prophecy. You know, he tells her what he's been told. You know, like he's like, you know, you're an orphan. Just bear with it. Only a few more years. Lord have mercy. This thing right here, preach.
him and you hear yes, boy, man.
look here. Just bear with it. Only a few more years until the day that the powerful samurai called the Kosuke returned and vanquished the ogres for good. Kosuke? Is it true? I'll bear with it then. I'll be okay. That was Thomas speaking. Then boom, we get this breakdown where she just breaks all the way down because she held on to those words for dear life. And we are finally at the end. She tore up, grabbing on to onto Nami. She threw, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like this is, and then what they end up having to do to make sure that when they animate this sucker, man, they gonna be a dry. I'm not even gonna lie. I might be in a ball on the floor. Okay, because reading this thing had me tore up.
I might have to wait until you know it's just me by myself. You know, that's true. Look, somehow I made it past Mary,
bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh.
And then at the end of part one of Sabote, I was like that.
I just rewatched Ace. I just rewatched Ace Dying, man. I was sitting in this room like flat out bawling. I was like, yo, this is some cold. It's a cold piece of work right here. But bro, when they animate this joint, man, you know, like look, Thomas crying. This is Luffy talking. We'll make it so this is normal. By the time we leave this country, it'll be a place where you can eat as much as you want every single day. My dude Luffy, man, look here. Somebody had to dance and say that Luffy wasn't a compelling protagonist. I want to like jump through the screen. What? I want to jump through the screen and strangle the sucker. I'm like, who? Then the dude gonna have to dance to? I ain't gonna get in there right now. Yeah, so right. So
no, what happened?
Homeboy gonna have the dance to say that Naruto's a more compelling protagonist. I said, bro. If it wasn't for the fact that they had those cheap gimmick tricks, you know, like with the jutsu and stuff like that, people would have forgotten Naruto by half of it about 2-3 years ago. And Boruto didn't do it any favors. So yeah, we don't get in there. Arachi's wicked rule and the threat of Kaido. This is Momonosuke talking again. On gone for good, we found strong, faithful companions at sea, and as part of the Ninja Pirate Mink Samurai Alliance, that's a dog on the lines right there. We led a raid upon Onigashima. Right, Kaido, Arachi, the Animal Kingdom pirates, every evil that plagued our lands, plagued our fair land, has been vanquished. The people go off. Right, because this is something that they were just throwing these in the air at the fire festival. They were like, "Yo, we want Kaido gone. We would love to be able to drink clean water." You know, they're like, "Yo, we want to be out here and get it in." You know, all these people's crying. You know, it's crowds and shouting and crying. You know what I'm saying? Like then you go, "Oh man, I forgot. I don't know why I forgot. That's homegirl's daughter." I'm like, "Oh man." Oh, your boy that got shot up in the plaza, bro. That's your boy's daughter. They got shot up in the plaza. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like he was one of the trusted generals, the uncle, I think, of Odin. You know what I'm saying? Your boy, like that went out like a G telling people what was gonna happen to him, and they shot him for it. You know what I'm saying? That's his daughter. You know what I'm saying? Oh, bro. I didn't even pay attention to that. Yeah. What's her name?
I think her name was Toko.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look at this joint, man. So yeah, Kinemon, I've run out of things to say. What do I do now? Keep going, bluff your heart out. You know what I'm saying? This is like now, you know, he's thinking of what Luffy would say to him, who's the big brother. And Luffy would say to Momonosuke, what are you, Momo? Just a figurehead. If there's a single thing left in the world to be scared of, and that's a fair point. And your boy shouts to the heavens. And this is when you know a legend is born, okay? Mm-hmm. My father gave me a name that means invincible. Under my rule, this parched and ruined land will turn into a paradise on earth. Lend me your strength and let us work toward this end together. I have traveled 20 years to save you all. From this day on, and here's when this is what I was told up. Kozuki Momonosuke will lead the land of Wano, bro. This picture on the bottom left right here, that's the picture that messed me up because he looked just like a daddy. Mm-hmm. Bro, he looked just like a daddy. I was like, bro, Momonosuke looked just like doggone old. I mean, like, you know, I didn't see it as when he was a kid. I did like the way, like, but now I can see it. Now I can see it because they showed him older. And as a kid, I'm like, I can see it now. Like that he still looked like his dad, but it's just, I think the shaved head kind of threw me off. But yeah, like he looked like his pop. His sister tried to hold it in, she up there snotting. You know what I'm saying? Cass is through, man. Like this is a real moment right now, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Father, I will follow in your footsteps. Bro, look here now. Look here now. If Momonosuke ain't look this good, this sucker look like the coolest muff on the planet right now. This boy, like, look, like, let me go back.
You know that wind gonna be blowing.
Let me go back to here. Look at this, right? Look at this madness. Look at his fit, huh? Look at him, man. Your boy got to fit it.
You gonna have rose petals and wind blowing. Bruh. The wind, man. Look here, that man.
Bro, we wasn't ready for none of this, man.
We ain't gonna be ready, even though we trying to prepare for it now.
Yeah,
we still ain't gonna be ready.
Yeah. I was like, man, look at this now. So we got Momonosuke out here putting down a law, got everybody in tears now because they ain't heard a leader speak to them as people in 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even before that, you know, they picked that their last one because they didn't understand what he was doing. These cats crying, shouting, Lord Momonosuke. That's real. And you know, you want me to tell you when you know it's real? That this is one of my distinguishers. To know it's a real moment. Sanji lights the cigarette. Whenever you see Sanji light a cigarette, it's a real moment, you know? So like everybody else could be doing, if you don't see Sanji light the cigarette, it ain't real. Okay, like it ain't real. Like if you see him lighting a cigarette, oh, it's a real moment. He like, I must partake. Like that's when you know it's real, okay? You know what I'm saying? If you have a Cass is crying, you see like he looked just like his daddy. I mean, just like his pop, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The true shogunate has returned at last. We've been waiting for you a long time. Look at that, man. Lord Momonosuke. And when the warrior at last sheathed his blade, the sky of the day to come dance with spinning, fluttering, but God dang it, Oda. Dance with spinning, fluttering petals. This is the land of samurai. Like, I mean, it's like the narrator got a job, Bo. All right, you know what I'm saying? The narrator of these particular few got a goddamn job. Like the narrator, when he had to do that drunk with Whitebeard, oh, bro had a job. You know, so he was like, you know, like 300 something stab wounds, 100 something times he got shot, but his back though. Now I'm like, yo, look now. Oh man, this is that moment. So this is crazy. We've been waiting on shifts, right? Mm-hmm. Been waiting on shifts. First shift was Whitebeard dying. Okay.
Yeah.
This shift happens with Kaido being vanquished and Momonosuke being put back in the place. It's almost like whenever we get like how can I put this? Whenever we get a situation where we get like, a seismic shift, that narrator is going to be pivotal in that moment, right? Because like you think about Dressrosa, Totoland, Punk Hazard, they were all designed to go to Wano.
Yeah.
Fishman Island. Let's keep it at 100. Let's keep it stat. Fishman Island, Skypiea, Water 7, Enies Lobby, Sabaody, Impel Down. Mm-hmm. We're all leading the Marine Forward. Because like the fight between Ace and Blackbeard happened way back. It wasn't something that happened like while Luffy and them was still out there doing what they need to do. Oh yeah, Alabasta too. Why do I live for Alabasta? Yeah, like Alabasta, all that stuff was leading the Marine Forward. Cause like even your boy had a moment, Crocodile had a moment even during the Marine Forward. So all that, so it's like he honestly, and this is gonna sound crazy, and we'll deal with this theory later on, but I'm just gonna throw it at you. There's only been two arcs. Just let that sink in. I'm not gonna say any more than that. There's only been two arcs. There's been a Marine Forward arc and a Wano arc. Everything else were working towards the two.
Yeah.
Right? Because like you could feel the shift happening right now. Like you felt the shift at Marine Forward, right? Mm-hmm. You see, Luffy is gear 5 now. Okay. Right. We feel the shift now, right? Mm-hmm. And now we got literally, he said out of his own mouth, because Oda-san said he's going on a break until July the 25th, the day before Ice's birthday. And he stops the day after my birthday. So 27th of June to 25th of July, there's a break from One Piece, and then we start the final arc. Now what's up?
Before you finish, I'm gonna add this part too.
Go ahead, bro.
Think about it. At the end of, like, once they finished, once they wrapped up in Alabasta, Ace told them that he couldn't travel with them because he had something to take care of. So him and Blackbeard fought after he left Alabasta. So he had been sitting in Impel Down from what? Begin. What was after Alabasta?
Right after Crocodile. Wasn't it Skypiea? Like they went back to Logtown or something like that, right? Yeah, I think they went back. Then they go back to Logtown, and then that's when they heard about Skypiea, and then they went to Skypiea.
Okay.
Because like, it was some filler, I believe, there. Yeah, because
Chopper and Robin was with them.
Yeah. Like Chopper and Robin were already in the crew. So,
them jokers took a trip to Skypiea This joker was sitting in level six.
Yeah. Now I'm saying, like, I mean, like, I really do believe there's only been two arcs. I mean, I know people are like, well, you know, we got all this. I'm like, yeah, I get that, but when you're a writer, you have moments that are the full turning point. Not like all these the minor things really matter. I'm not saying that. The minor things absolutely matter. So all the pieces, all the arcs that lead up to the big arc actually matters. But as far as like the meat on the bone, Marine Ford, Wano. Mm-hmm. That's like meat. You know, that's like, I can't miss an episode meat. You know what I'm saying? Enies Lobby was a good in-betweener, like for the first arc. And for this one, I would say it was Dressrosa, just because of so much happened in Dressrosa. But I would venture to say that literally there's gonna be some. We're gonna go on a prediction situation in a moment. But yeah, like, so just finish this one page that we got. You know, so just to start back over, Oda messing us up again, you know, and this is what the narrator is going to have to read to end the Wano arc. OK, and when the warrior at last sheathed his blade, the sky of the day to come dance with spinning, fluttering petals. This is the land of samurai. Here under the night blossom stands a handsome man of eight, blessed with great dedication and mercy and a level of strength that can be forgiven. This is the birth of the man who would later be known around the world as the great shogun of Wano, Kosuke Momonosuke. Look at that. And his back got the Kosuke, you know, he got the black on with the symbol on his back and all the cats. Look here. This chat was fire, okay? Chat was fire. It's like no other way to really even put it other than the fact that it was freaking fire. I was like, yo, look here. That there's nothing that they've done that has been like I don't want to say nothing they've done. There's not been a epilogue that had this much meaning, you know, since Marineford, Shanks had to show up.
Yep.
And then after that, you know, that's when we found out that it had to be a 2-year gap. That's the last time we had a huge epilogue. Like epilogue was like, you're like, whoa. It's like now, as we were talking about before we got on ice, now we know we are going to the final arc. But then as a fan, you ask, what does that mean? See, you didn't have to do that with the other arcs. When you came out of Dressrosa, you knew you were going to Whole Cake. When you left Whole Cake, you knew you were going to Wano. When you were in Alabasta, you knew you were going to Skypiea because of the polyglyphs, right? Then when you came out of Skypiea, you knew that there was going to have to be something to happen with Robin because Robin was still, you know, acting a little shifty, and you didn't know why. You know what I'm saying? Then after Enies Lobby, you knew that something else was going on. So there was something that had to pull them to go to the Fishman Islands. So then, you know, at least like when you got there, you knew that you were going to go to Marineford because then they found out that Ace was being killed. You knew. Then Ace died. What do you do now? Where are we going? Oh, well, everybody else been scattered across the planet. We don't know what the world's going on. Oh, now we have to go on a 2-year hiatus. You didn't know what was going to happen. I think we're at that moment again now. That's what I'm saying is there's only been two major arcs. All the rest of the arcs matter, but there's only been two major arcs so far. And a third one is coming now very soon, where like now it's the time to like pay attention to the end. We had two major events change the planet. There's one small ones in between there too, but Marineford literally changed the way of the weather works on the freaking planet. Along with the 2-year gap with Akainu Yeah, like they scrapped and like literally terraformed the freaking Kuzan. Yeah, like they terraformed the freaking island. They had to move the doggone headquarters. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like you got these situations happening now. We're like, we don't know what's gonna happen. My guess, once again, you tell me what you're thinking. I say Elbaf. I'm always gonna say Elbaf. even that, I don't know what's gonna happen. Is Shanks gonna be there? Mm-hmm. Is he? You don't know. Will Shanks be there to greet Luffy when he gets to Elbaf? Will Blackbeard be there to greet him when he gets to Elbaf?
Oh, buddy.
That's what I'm saying. Like we are in a in a spot now. I love it because you can speculate all you want, but you don't really know. Mm-hmm. You don't really know what's gonna happen. So what do you think? What do you think we is gonna happen, bro?
I think you done sold me on LPAL. I think you really have sold me.
I mean, like, look, now I'm trying my best not to make it a fact. Okay, I'm just saying. I just feel like.
But I also feel like I said last time, and messed you up. I think something going on with Shanks, man. Because you know what I'm saying, you got the movie coming up.
Bro, I can't accept it yet, man. Okay, I just.
You know what I'm saying? The dude done abandoned his daughter. He was paying more attention to the son he never had.
Shut up. We got a whole movie with a whole daughter that we ain't know nothing about. Luffy knew him. We're like, hey, what's going on, Uta? And they're like, yo, how in the world you know this fine chick, man? He's like, oh, that's Shane's daughter. Like, what? Shane's got a daughter. Like Shane's living their life. Him and Yasop, man, out there macking. That's what's going on. Yeah. That's how Usopp came in to be. He was like, homeboys on the island macking and left.
Pretty much. See you later, I'm gone.
Yasop macked the chicken in the mansion and dip. That's what he did. No, I'm saying, I mean, I'm like, I told you, I think this is going to be Usopp's arc, along with Luffy, of course. But I think this is going to be Usopp's arc because there's still some, apparently, because we have like three more mangas before we get out of Wano. Zoro's story ain't finished yet because there's still a lot of speculation that his daddy is Green Bull, one of the admirals. Like that I forget your boy, the blind dude. It's like one of his best friends.
Fujitora.
Yeah, like that's one of his best friends. You know, like one of the guys that he has a lot of confidence with. You know, you know what I'm talking about?
No, not even him. But yeah, and the other cat that that became an admiral.
That's what I'm talking about, Green Bull.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Green Bull. No, I'm saying, not Fujitora. I'm talking about like the homeboy that because he said something weird that kind of took me off guard. He was like, yo, I haven't eaten in 3 years. And I was like,
oh, the what?
Go back and yeah. It's like it's an 882. I think it's somewhere in that range. But I'm like, bro, said he ain't ate in 3 years. So it's either he's a plant or something like that. You know, he's like photosynthesis. You know, like how SpongeBob. You know, how SpongeBob did in that episode. You know, so he had to breathe in algae through his hole. Yeah, do that right there. I guess that may be what's going on, but I don't know. I mean, like not eating in 3 years. That's not normal. So I mean, but he his demeanor, he looked like Zoro. You know, like a Green Bull, and here's the other reason why I say that there's like we're not out of the dark Wano, because Green Bull is a symbol that was on the back of the samurai. That was Zoro's great granddaddy, the greatest swordsman ever lived. The Green Bull was on his back. And I'm like, wait a minute now. I'm like, hold up now. You know? So like, is your daddy an admiral?
Man, listen.
Bruh. Luffy's daddy is a revolutionary leader. Sanji's daddy is a scientist and king. You have to make sure you put both of them together now, goddamn. You know, scientist and king, okay? And Zoro's daddy is possibly an actual Marine admiral? Bro, look here. Look here. Yeah. There's much to be on to be seen.
Goku going to come out the blue and have story time again.
Oh, he'll do something.
And be done knocked us upside the head with some more fascinating information.
Hate that. He's written so well. He's written so well. It's so easy to hate. You know, I mean, I can't find nothing forgivable about that mug. I can't find nothing. Every time I see a Kaino, I just want him to get his behind whip every single time.
Don't we all?
even the guy that voices him, he probably felt that in his soul. You know, just the perfect casting. Because I was like, that's how he sounds in my head. When I was reading the moment, like, that's how he sounds to me. It sounds like he, like, his voice is even like this. He sounds like he's tired of talking. That's all. A Kainu talks like he's tired of talking. None. You know, it's like he's just like grunts along with like he's just going to a low growl. And he's just tired. He's like, I'm tired of talking to you. Take the lava fist.
Pretty much. Look, man.
But then he's good though. He's good at his job. I hate him. He's so goddamn good. I'm like, he manipulated Whitebeard's best sons into believing that Whitebeard didn't care about them. This dude's the devil, okay?
Shoot, I would, you know what? See, and then that's the problem because, you know what I'm saying? It's like you can see any one of them jokers as being his, as being the final boss.
Yeah, like I'm flat out messed up right now.
Shanks can come out of left field.
Man, I mean, because like Shanks sits with the world government. That's always rubbed me the wrong way. Right. That Shanks like can just go up to like Leverly and just kick it with the folk, kick it with them like they the homies. And they listen to Shanks. You know, I'm like, what type of connections you got to be sitting with the world government and they don't like be trying to kill you on the spot? But then Luffy is like literally being manhunted and you cool with that because you kicking it up there at Dracima T with them. What the? You know what I'm saying? There's some tomfoolery going on here. And I don't want to admit it, but. Oh.
Rocks D. Shanks, man.
Man. This podcast is over. Yo, we got so much more to say. We don't got much time left, man. But, bruh. That's so outside of like it being an air bear, what you got, man? What you saying? We got 3 minutes.
I'm trying to think of where else they could possibly go, though. You know what I'm saying? Because like they got to kick it with the Giants. You know what I'm saying? Like Usopp got to have his defining moment.
Because
I'm saying, don't get me wrong, love Soge King, but you know what I'm saying, that can't be the end.
Nah,
I mean we at least got to see Soge King one more time anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time. Like Usopp got to boss up.
Yep. I mean, I think that all it's going to take for him is that moment, like him being introduced to a situation where he can't run away.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever you put Usopp in a situation like that, he boss up every single time. When he's like, "Yo, I'm getting out of here," I mean, they're like, "Nope, you can't leave," and he like, "All right, well, you want to fight? I'm committed to living." You know. So Usopp, like, I'm committed to living, so you just going to deal with whatever I give you, you know. So yeah, I mean, it's.
And then we got to strengthen his observation hockey.
Facts, yeah, because like his observation hockey is like through the roof, though.
Man,
already, listen. I mean, like, I mean, that shot in Ina's lobby by itself is worth a price of admission. Like just him all the way. I mean, dudes had binoculars, and they were like, "We can't see the man," and he says. All the way in the back.
Dressrosa.
Was that Dressrosa? No, but Dressrosa too. But okay. I'm talking about Enos Lobby. Yeah. Like when he was Soge King. He was Soge King and he was at Enos Lobby and he was getting knocked off and they're like, "What's going on?" And cats had binoculars. Am I in the right arc? I think I'm in the right arc. But when they had binoculars and they were like, "Yo, where is this guy?" They were looking. They had the best binoculars of they. Your boy Usopp, God Usopp, all the way in the back, just with Kabuto, just knocking suckers. I'm like, yo, is he this good? No, and that messed me up. You know, because like at the beginning, you know, like just watching Usopp, especially coming out of Water 7, I was like, man, Usopp trash. You know, I mean, I still liked him. I thought he was trash for what he was trying to do, Luffy. I was like, it's trash activity. He came in as Soge King, and I was like, "Who is this brother?"
You remember how I felt? I was like, "Man, you know what? Screw Usopp."
Yeah, I mean, I'm be real, man. We had a hate on Usopp gang for a moment. I'm like, "Nah, Brooke, here, look now. I mean, look at
Brooke. You had to bring him back to him.
I had to bring him back. I said, "Now, look, man, you don't understand. Homeboy had this attachment. He was trying to figure out who he was. The going mirror was the only thing he had that made him feel like he was relevant to the Straw Hats. He didn't think he could add nothing else. He put on that goddamn mask. And he showed us and himself that he was the goddamn best sniper on the planet. Your boy sniping suckers from 4 miles away. Your boy built a contraption just to send one mechanism like it was a bullet from Wanted. Do you remember Wanted? You know what I'm saying? Like how you remember Wanted? Your boy just sitting on a couch, and he's sitting in a binocular, and he's looking on his right, and the gun's going this way, and they shooting the bullets curve, and they had to build this contraption to make right. sure that, you remember that joint? That's Usopp. That's Usopp. That's Usopp. Usopp sitting in a living room like, yeah, this is my face while I'm whooping your behind. I ain't got to be nowhere near you. He just, bam, the bullet goes off, breaks apart, goes off, breaks apart, goes off, turns, goes off, shoots through a coffee, shoots through a donut, shoots through this, lands right in the homegirl's face, and the whole world is saved. I'm like, yo, look, man. Dressrosa was saved not by Luffy, okay? It was not by Monkey D. Luffy. So he saved the second time. But the first time, it was saved by God Usopp. Right? Yeah, so that was that's what we looking for that in the next arc. Like we looking for that boy that we knew from the get-go. Oh, brother got potential. Yo, look, it's gonna be gangster. It's gonna be gangster, man. I can't wait. But I ain't got nothing else to add. So thank you guys for tuning in for this one. We'll have some more content about One Piece coming up. Cause like I said, we're gonna go live for each one of these. Like we're gonna make sure we record 10:51, 10:52, likely 10:53 and 10:50. I think it's gonna go 10:54 and then it's gonna stop. I could be wrong, it could be 10:53. We'll see. But it looks like they're dropping every Sunday. So I think we have three more Sundays, if I'm not mistaken. Right now, so yeah, we got three more Sundays, so we probably is three more dropping, and then we'll let him go on his break. We'll cover some other stuff in between, but look, I'm committed to doing One Piece for the rest of the doggone time. I'm committed to doing One Piece manga read overs and reactions the entire way through, because like, bruh, Oda don't miss. Signed on especially by Her Majesty the Queen. He just don't miss, man. But solve those enigmas. Do not leave them unsolved. And make sure that when you sneeze or you cough, you do the vampire. Blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Get it all in there. All in the creases. Don't get it on nobody else. And watch for the hands.
Hey,
even
for the younger ones, dab on them.
Hey, you're right, dab on them, man. Dab on them, blind. I fly. Make sure it stops at your arm, and watch through the hands. Yeah, that's all we got. I'm ready for 10:52. I'm ready for 10:52. I think we got like another day, and then I'm gonna jump online and start searching again. I need it. So yeah, but until then, you guys enjoy the rest of your day, and we are out.